In Jerusalem, the reported sale of sensitive property in the Old City has mired the Greek Orthodox Church in controversy. The Greek Patriarchate has reportedly sold off or leased large church properties to Jewish investors overseas. The Palestinian Authority is upset. It says such a deal could undermine its claim to Jerusalem as a future capital. From Jerusalem, NPR's Julie McCarthy reports that the Patriarch denies any wrongdoing.
When the Greek Orthodox Patriarch of Jerusalem appears in public now, small numbers of Palestinian Orthodox Christians turn out with signs that read, "Shame on you." There was one such protest recently when the Patriarch's procession filed into the Old City's Church of the Holy Sepulchre under the watchful eye of Israeli police, who threw up a loose cordon around the black-cloaked clergyman. As Patriarch Irenaeus I swept past, demonstrators silently held aloft the Israeli newspaper Ma'ariv. In recent weeks, the Daily has splashed front-page details of what has become a major embarrassment for the church. Last month, the paper reported that two groups, identified only as Jewish investors from abroad, recently acquired two hotels owned by the Orthodox Church near the Old City's Jaffa Gate, and that a church financial advisor named Nicholas Papademos was behind what the paper called the secret deal worth millions. The church says Papademos has disappeared. The justice ministry in Greece confirms that an international warrant has been issued for his arrest. Palestinian officials accuse the Greek Patriarchate of transferring prime real estate and helping Israel tighten its hold on Jerusalem. But Israeli Foreign Ministry spokesman Mark Regev insists that Israel itself is in no way involved.
This is an occurrence in which we are simply not a party. This is between a church and inside a church, and between that organization or parts of it and non-government institutions. The Israeli government is simply not a part of this story.
The alleged transaction is as murky as it is controversial. Abu Walid Dejani, a Muslim Palestinian, runs the new Imperial Hotel, one of the two in question. He says his family has leased the property, located in the Christian quarter, from the Orthodox Church for the past 50 years. It's part of the church's holdings that date to the Ottoman Empire. Today, Dejani says he's unsure of the hotel's status.
What we want to know is really only the truth. What happened? Who signed these documents? By whom it was signed? This is what we are looking for.
From the roof of the hotel, Islam's Al-Aqsa Mosque, Christianity's Church of the Holy Sepulchre, and the Jewish quarter are all visible. Dejani's son, Amir, says any land transfer here carries political implications because he says it could alter the makeup of the Old City, which is part of East Jerusalem, which Israel annexed after the 67 war.
We have been occupied since 1967, and our mission has been to protect our civilization, our history, our culture, our property, our assets, and our being here in the city. And thus, such unacceptable business transaction could jeopardize the Palestinian foundation in the city of Jerusalem.
The alleged deal highlights the thorny nature of land transactions amid the Middle East conflict. Jordan, which maintains jurisdiction over Greek Orthodox holy sites in the Old City, has twice summoned the Greek Patriarch for an explanation. The Greek government dispatched investigators. Their report, obtained by NPR, suggests that the Patriarch was not forthcoming. One conclusion reads,
"From all the pieces of evidence requested upon our arrival at the Patriarchate, only a few were given to us. In themselves, they were not helpful or informative enough for our case."
The report also says Patriarch Irenaeus acknowledged giving power of attorney to his former aide, Nicholas Papademos, for the lease on one shop. But the Patriarch added Papademos had tampered with the document in order to execute larger transactions. Despite that, pressure on the Patriarch to resign is growing, even from some of his closest associates. But Irenaeus I continues to deny any wrongdoing or plans to step aside. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Jerusalem.